Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This should shock you to your very core. The British Foreign Secretary, Lord David Cameron, has sent a letter to Alicia Kearns MP. She's the Conservative Chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Commons, who I must admit, just taking a non-partisan perspective here, has done some invaluable work in scrutinising the actions, the murderous actions of the Israeli state and UK complicity in the utter horror being inflicted against the Palestinian people in Gaza. She's done a much, much, much better job than the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, or the Labour front bench. Now, this was in response to a letter from Kearns concerning claims made by the now suspended Israeli official spokesperson, Ilan Levy, as famine stalks the people of Gaza. Now, the preeminent expert on famine, Alex Duval, who I've interviewed on this channel, has said this is the most intense famine since World War II, while the charity Medical Aid for Palestinians have said this is the worst decline in the nutritional status of a population ever recorded. Now, Ilan Levy had told Alicia Kearns that there are no limits on the entry of food, water, medicine or shelter and equipment allowed by Israel into Gaza, claiming that the crossings into Gaza actually have excess capacity. He says, test us, send another 100 trucks a day to Kerem Shalom and we'll get them in. That's what he said. Now, Alicia Kearns, to her great credit, put these specific, very clear claims from the official spokesperson of the Israeli government to the British Foreign Secretary. She says that the government of Israel is stating there are no issues getting aid into Gaza, adding, this is not the assessment I have reached, nor that of the international aid agencies I have met, nor governments with whom I have spoken. You have been equally clear in your recent statements and media interviews that Israel can increase the aid deliveries if it chooses to do so. She discusses, among other things, how about 20% of munitions are unexploded, and that's also blocking a surge in aid, how UK aid-provided water bladders are stuck at the border after Israel has rejected them for entry into Gaza, rejecting specific British aid. Now for Lord Cameron's response to this. And this, I believe, is one of the most important documents in this current catastrophe. He accepts that maritime corridors and airdrops cannot substitute delivery through land routes. This is an extremely important point. Airdrops only offer a fraction of the aid that is required. They're not properly targeted. They're dangerous. They've already killed Palestinians due to malfunctioning parachutes and indeed risk the lives of Palestinian kids who sometimes swim out to sea when they land there. And also they're degrading, utterly humiliating, expecting Palestinians to run like animals to aid being dropped from the skies. Now, Lord Cameron has said, I've been clear that Israel must open more land routes, including for longer and with fewer screening requirements, adding that he'll continue to press to full opening of the Ashdod port. That's one of Israel's main three ports, one of its three main ports, and where ships carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza take their cargo. So he's saying here that Israel is voluntarily not opening more land routes, not opening for long enough and imposing too many screening requirements. All of that is leading to a catastrophic lack of aid, not least food, but other aid entering Gaza. These are all choices made by the Israeli state, which is preventing food and other deliveries essential for people to be able to continue to live from entering, all causing Gaza to collapse into one of the great humanitarian catastrophes of our age. Now, specifically, Lord Cameron rebuts Ilan Levy, the now suspended Israeli government spokesperson. He says, I can confirm that the United Nations has not requested that the Kerem Shalom crossing is closed on Saturdays. A specific, very clear claim made by Ilan Levy, the Israeli government spokesperson, adding, it is our understanding that Israel closes it due to the Sabbath. So this official Israeli spokesperson was publicly making a claim which was entirely and utterly false. Once again, the long track record of Israel making official public statements which are false. You cannot believe a single thing Israel's authorities ever say. Now, specifically, this really is so important. Just listen to it. He says, similarly, you cite claims that I've also heard elsewhere that international donors should send as much aid as they wish and Israel will facilitate its entry. I wish this were the case. It is of enormous frustration that UK aid for Gaza has been routinely held up, waiting for Israeli permissions. For instance, I'm aware of some UK-funded aid being stuck at the border for just under 3 weeks, waiting for approval. Now, listen to this. The main blockers remain arbitrary denials by the government of Israel and lengthy clearing processes, including multiple screenings and narrow opening windows in daylight hours. Just absorb all of that. Now, firstly, either Ilan Levy, official Israeli spokesperson, is completely incompetent at his job and has got completely wrong what is actually happening on the ground, as per what is the most critical aspect of the current situation in Gaza, which is why famine is now spreading at an unprecedented rate, or he is knowingly spreading lies in order to stop people believing that Israel is starving the people of Gaza. Lies he must know that, if taken seriously and acted upon, will kill huge numbers of innocent people, and indeed, not just in terms of what Western governments do, but also deceive Western public opinion to stop them putting pressure on their own governments to use their leverage over Israel to stop starving.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
People. Now, as I've said once to him directly on Twitter, and I'll say it again, it is my belief that it might be 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, but that man will end up in jail. The Genocide Convention of 1948 criminalises genocide, obviously, and it also criminalises incitement of genocide and complicity in genocide. And if you are knowingly spreading information which allows a state to starve to death a civilian population, then you are, I believe, self-evidently complicit in genocide. Now, the crucial point here is David Cameron, Foreign Secretary of the United Kingdom, one of Israel's key allies, has made it clear publicly that Israel is preventing desperately needed aid to a population which is beginning to starve to death because of arbitrary delays and lengthy clearing procedures, which can take weeks and narrow opening windows in daylight hours. What you can clearly understand from David Cameron's letter is Israel is intentionally putting up as many blocks and delays as possible to prevent aid getting into Gaza, with the consequence of people starving to death. Now, David Cameron notes there are far fewer trucks entering Gaza than before 7th of October. And obviously it's important to say, need now is much, much greater, not just in terms of the devastation suffered by civilians, the total destruction of Gaza, but take into account the decimation of agriculture, so the ability to grow food, for example, and the mass destruction of the sorts of essentials that human life depends on. So David Cameron also notes they're continuing to press Israel to allow in fuel supplies needed for water pumping and desalination and to restore water supplies through pipelines to Gaza, adding pointedly that Israel has the ability to turn the taps back on. They should do so. So what the British government is officially saying is Israel is voluntarily cutting off water to Gaza. Now, don't go applauding the British government for this sort of candid response about what's actually happening. They facilitated this atrocity from the very beginning. They're not using the leverage they have, both as an ally of the state responsible for this artificial humanitarian catastrophe and because of the leverage they would have if they broke with the US over this, in terms of bolstering voices in the US demanding the Biden administration uses its overwhelming leverage over its client state of Israel. The US could end this at any moment. If they chose to do so, it would end immediately. This is a confession by the British government of straightforward genocidal intent. The British government has admitted that Israel is deliberately starving the Palestinian people of Gaza. There is no other logical or plausible interpretation of what he said. Note that the International Court of Justice, the highest court on earth, in its provisional orders, ordered Israel to ensure access to humanitarian aid in order to prevent genocide. Clearly, that's not happened. The exact opposite has happened. And starving an entire people deliberately is genocidal. And if this was a state which was an ally to the United States, we wouldn't even need to have such an absurd debate. Now, let's just listen briefly to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
According to the most respected measure of these things, 100% of the population in Gaza is at severe levels of acute food insecurity. That's the first time an entire population has been so classified. We also see, again, according to, in this case, the United Nations, 100%, the totality of the population, is in need of humanitarian assistance.
Well, how did that happen, Secretary of State? Because of the crime that the US state has armed and backed from the very beginning. That's how. Those starving kids, those starving Palestinians, all of their deaths are on you. Crocodile tears, indeed. I'll keep saying it because it's true. One of the great crimes of our age. And those responsible must never, never be allowed to get away with this. Please like and subscribe. Do share this video. Get the word out as much as we can. We need to hold these people to account. Keep the show on the road on patreon.com/OwenJones84. Listen to the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.